Look out now. Brother and I were comparing notes on our mutual maturity this last visit. I guess we both inherited some genetic predisposition toward hair trigger tempers. Something we both thought we had made some progress on holding in check, but of course, we have our stumbles. He was telling me his latest, a sad little story of a woman who didn't quite make it through an intersection before the light turned red, leaving her blocking the pedestrian crossing. My little brother was a pedestrian she was blocking. He shook his head sadly before continuing, obviously embarrassed at his behavior at the ripe old age of 64. I cut into his recounting to guess that he had walked across this miscreant's hood just to teach her a lesson, which I told him I had done once or twice, but you know, when I was less temperate than my mellow self is now. But no, he didn't stomp across her hood. Instead, he walked around behind her car, and then, beyond helping himself, he smacked his open hand on her trunk, something I'm sad to say I've done plenty of times. But this time the lady, startled at the apparent collision from behind, hit her accelerator and plowed into the car in front of her. Day ruined. Car two. My brother said he just put his head down and walked away as fast as possible, feeling like a total you-know-what. I did know what. I said my last road rage I had a tailgater crawling up my bumper for a few miles. I tried slowing down, but the driver wouldn't take the hint and inched even closer. This, of course, infuriated me to righteous indignation, and finally I'd had more than enough, so I hit my brakes without warning, expecting to give my too close friend a little driving lesson that might back him off for the rest of the trip into town. Except instead of braking, the little jerk lurched out into the oncoming lane. This, like my brother's anecdote, is an example of unintended consequences. People can be hurt or killed. Vehicles can be damaged or wrecked. Lessons may or may not be learned. Our combined ages, my brother and I, are 130 years on this little planet. If we both got as old as Methuselah, we probably will still be telling these stupid stories. So this woman rolls out in the hallway in her wheelchair, see, and blocks my way into the cafeteria, and all I meant to do was give her card a little bump. Next thing you know...
Look out now.